Okay, good morning, everybody. Continuing on in our discussion of the Rambam, Perek Yud Aleph of Hilchos Sanhedrin. Yesterday we described the principle of Ein Gomer Dino Shel Adam Ela B'Fanav. And now we'll return to a topic that we actually dealt with in the previous Perek, so the critical difference between Rotzeach, Mos Yumas, the Diuk of the Radvaz that we discussed at length, that Bezdin could still be Mekayim the Mitzvah Saseh, and the other Misos Bezdin, but this is the Indian Nikta Ayad. There's a very shocking halach on the Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Memhei that because the pasuk says Yad Ho'edim Tiavova Rishonah Lahamiso V'Yad Kol Am Brachuna U'V'Yar Tahara Mikir Be'acha. We certainly have discussed that at length, the idea of B'Yar Tahara versus B'Yar Taharasha. But Yad Ho'edim is understood to create a p'tur by the Gemara. The Gemara says that if the hands of the witnesses got chopped off, the person would be exonerated, which is just remarkable. We can well understand that we want the Edom to be the ones to put him to death, because that's a shiur and a ged there in the seriousness of dinei nefashos. You can't just talk the talk or testify the testimony, but you have to be willing to implement it, and that's the mitzvah of yad tahara mikir becha. So if the Edom had a yad when they testified and they longer have a yad, so the person is actually, according to the Gemara, pater. But we'll see the Rambam has an unusual packaging of this halacha, which was noticed by Rav Yosef Karo in the Kesef Mishnah, and I want to make a suggestion on that basis, maybe what motivated the Rambam to this. If the aid is a gideir, the aidim are gidim l'chatchila, so they're allowed to testify. This is not summa b'shteinav, right? They're not allowed to testify, so it's not a psul edus if a person is gideya. And since they never had a yad to begin with, so then somebody else would implement the death penalty. Okay, Bezdin could have somebody else do it. Now, let's learn the Rambam, because you'll see that there's something very fascinating about the perspective that the Rambam brings to bear on this halacha, which again comes straight out of the Gemara. It's a very fascinating halacha in its own right, but the Rambam's packaging is critical. So, Misha amar al nafsho lo yachol bezdin lo asur ad shem bisu b'misa shu chayuv bo hargin oso edav v'chol misa shiachol na'miso ba me'achar shenigmar dino. As long as it's a Gemara din, ideally he would get skilas reifa harig v'chenek, whatever he was chayuv, but as we suggested before, right, it's clear that this is, you know, a fulfillment of the mitzvah of Misas Bezdin, even if you didn't give him the Misa that he was assigned to, because it's just impossible. But the Rambam goes on to say, V'ein reshus l'shara'am l'amito tzchila. But nobody else is allowed to do this. L'fichach always being the critical word, im nikta yara edem potter. Because of this iser, because nobody else has reshus at this stage to weigh in on the weigh in the sense of executing the capital penalty here, right? So if the Edim are rendered disqualified because they no longer have a Yad, so the person by default is Pater. The Edim don't have a Yad, so they can't do it, and everybody else doesn't have a Rishos yet, so they're outside of the scope. So the Rambam says, Lefichach, it's only because, right? Lefichach means because and only because. This is a direct consequence. If the previous postulate wasn't true, this wouldn't be true. But because Ein Rishus L'Sara'am L'Hamito Tzchila, Lefichach, Nikta Yada Edim Pater. That's the Rambam's explanation. And so far, so good. V'yim hayu ha'edim gidmin mitchila yiharig b'yad acherim. B'medvar memorim b'shar mechuyav emisos bezdin l'chutz min harutzeach aval horig nefesh enig mardino rod fin acharav b'chol davar. So as the Radvaz notes, because it's clear that the Rambam is appealing to the term of Rodev, because that's exactly what the Rotzeach is. He's a Rodev. We can't allow him. We discussed this last parak. Afin marbim shofchei dam in b'Yisrael. So I think we can well understand that that's for the Rambam more than sufficient justification. So the Kesef Mishnah says, you know, it's a fascinating thing. The Gemara presents the din of nikta yado shel eid or nikta yad shel eidim. In a general sense, having nothing to do with when the mechuy of Misas Bezdin is resisting. And here the Kesef Mishnah says, without explaining, just makes the Heyara, that the Rambam seems to link it to this case where there's resistance and we're not going to be able to implement Misas Bezdin in a natural way. Only in that case is Nikta Yad Ha'ed a Ptur. And he says that you wouldn't have thought that that was related, but the Rambam seems to think it is. What exactly is the Pshat? And I think that the Heyara of the Kesef Mishnah is absolutely true. The Rambam is linked the two, but what's the Hesper? So I think that there was something that bothered the Rambam. I think it's very clear what bothered the Rambam, to be honest. The Rambam didn't understand why there should be a Ptur of Nikta Yad Ha'ed if it's one thing to say, okay, you know, it's an absolute halacha, it's inviolate that Yad Ha'edim Tiyabov HaRishon Al HaMiso, and therefore, if the aid loses their hand, they're not able to implement that. But if that's really true, if it's an absolute halacha, then why should there be a dispensation if the aid is a Gideya L'chadchila? Shouldn't that just be a shiur in Eidus Nefashos, that you have to be prepared to actually kill the guy yourself? So just like if it's Nikta Yad Ha'ed, so that should be the halacha if he's, a Gideya L'chadchila. And I think that bothered the Rambam a great deal. If it's an inviolate halacha, it's an inviolate halacha. If you're willing to exonerate somebody who otherwise would get misas bezdin because the aid can't implement the death penalty, so miman afshach. So if the aid can't implement the death penalty, so why should we allow him to testify to begin with? Right. So I think that bothered the Rambam a great deal. And what the Rambam was able to do then is to say, oh, maybe we can make the following hechitim, so we can make the following okimta. The whole idea of nikta yad eid tur as a patur or pater, is a very limited case. It's a case where the Beis Din is not acting within conventional grounds. Normally, you would go, Skilas Reifa Herik Chanek, and the Eidim would have a role in that. But this is now a situation where Beis Din is deviating from the plan A because the person is, he's fighting. He's resisting. And in that situation, so now, really caught betwixt and between. Beis Din has a permission structure to deviate from whatever the prescribed penalty is, but only by virtue of the Eidim, only by only through the offices, so to speak, of the Eidim. They can say, yeah, okay, we're not going to be able to do Skila, so we'll do whatever we can do. But the Eidim, the ones who testified against him, they're the only ones who have a permission structure at this stage. That's exactly what the Rambam said, that Shar Ha'am doesn't have a Rishus to do anything at this stage. Okay? They can't do anything about it. And there he said, Lefikach im nikta yada eidim pater, only because of that, right, if the eidim themselves are rendered incapable of doing it, he'll get off by default. But if we were operating within the normal channels of Beis Din, where the Mechuy of Skila was going to get Skila, and the Mechuy of Sreifa was going to get Sreifa, and the Mechuy of Chanek was going to get Chanek, and the Mechuy of Hereg was going to get Hereg, right, if we're operating within the normal channels and something happens to the aid, so fine, so you go down the line, you go to the next person. There's no special yichus that the aid has, because as we said, it's not an inviolate principle. V'haraya, right, an aid was the Gideon L'chadchila can testify. It doesn't always have to be the aid. So what was the special yichus for the Rambam of the aid? The special yichus happens in that case where the person is specifically resisting, and Beis Din can't operate in the conventional means, and Beis Din now is deviating from what the normal halacha could be. The only people who have a right at that point to put him to death are the Eidim themselves, and the Eidim themselves are the only ones who have the right to put him to death because they saw that he really deserves it. And they said, now this person is resisting. They're the only ones in that situation who could do it. Nikta Yada Eid is going to be an automatic patur because Ein Sharam, they don't have rishus to act. If it was a regular case, the Rambam says, I don't understand. It's not like it has to be the Eidim. They should be the ones lechatchila to do it. But just like a Gideim can testify in Dini Nefasho, someone will find somebody else to do it. So why should it be any different if it's a normal case of Misas Bezdin? Right? They testify, the person who's going to get Skila deserves Skila, and he's ready to get Skila. So fine, so let's proceed, and we'll find somebody else to do it. It doesn't have to necessarily be the Eid. The yichus of the Eidim is singular, is indispensable, as inviolate, that role only emerges specifically in a situation where Beis Din can't function according to the normal principles. The Mechuy of Skila isn't getting Skila, the Mechuy of Hereg isn't getting Hereg, and at that point, the only ones who can put them to death, of course, the Dayanim can't, again, be Mitzuraf to that. So it's the Eidim themselves who know that this person really deserves to die, even through these non-conventional means. You can't have a Wild West over here, so only the Eidim could put him to death. So the Rambam dramatically, in my view, circumscribed the halacha of Nikta Yad Ha'ed, right? The Rambam limited that case to Beis Din operating in non-conventional terms because I don't think the principle made any sense to him. If it was really an inviolate halacha, what was the nature of the heter for a Gideim to be meyed l'chatchila? Nobody should be able to be meyed if they're not prepared to put him to death. It's only in a situation where the Eidim truly stand out because they're going to implement a death penalty, which is not exactly the one which is prescribed by the Torah.